How to improve your listening skills. Listening is the key to communication, and active listening is an essential skill to master. Active listening involves listening really carefully, then asking questions to ensure you've understood everything. It means using your eyes and ears to find out what the other person wants to say, observing their body language, and listening to the words they use and how they say them. The final objective is to find out exactly what they want to communicate. At work, active listening can lead to fewer mistakes and less wasted time. At home, it can help build relationships and even save you money. Here are our top tips on how to listen actively.
Listen. The most important thing about active listening is to listen. Stop thinking about what you want to say and concentrate on the other person. If you get distracted, force yourself to focus again.
Be positive. In order to encourage the other person to speak, make sure your body language is positive. Face the speaker and maintain good eye contact to show you're listening and understanding what's being said. If you're sitting, lean slightly forward or tilt your head. Finally, keep an open and friendly expression on your face.
Give feedback. Show that you're listening and that you understand what the speaker is saying by using expressions such as uh-huh, okay, or really. Above all, avoid any negative expressions and sounds, or negative facial expressions such as yawning or frowning.
Focus. Focus your attention exclusively on the speaker. Don't play with your keys, look out of the window, or check your phone. Talking to someone who isn't concentrating can be very distracting. And don't forget to turn off your mobile or put it on vibrate.
Observe. Pay attention to the speaker's body language. Are they frowning? Have they got their arms folded? Are they turning away? These are all negative signals. Also, look out for any inconsistencies. For example, if someone tells you they're happy but they've got an angry look on their face, they probably don't mean what they're saying.
Analyze. Listen to the speaker's tone of voice, the way it goes up or down, or how warm or cold it sounds. You can detect a lot from someone's tone: enthusiasm, boredom, irritation, anger, sadness, happiness. For example, a low monotone could mean that someone is depressed.
Be open. Listen without judging. Don't mentally criticize the things the speaker tells you. As soon as you do this, you'll become less effective as a listener. Even if they say something you don't believe, like, or agree with, wait until they've finished before deciding what to say yourself.
Show empathy. Try to understand things from the other person's point of view. Empathizing with another person isn't easy, and it requires energy and concentration. But it can really help with communication.
Be quiet. Don't interrupt the speaker. Talk over them or finish their sentences for them. Interrupting is a way of saying you think you're more important than they are, or that what you've got to say is more interesting. And avoid offering any solutions unless they're asked for. Quite often, people just want you to listen. If you do have a good solution, ask first with something like this: would you like to hear my ideas?
Don't ask questions. If you jump in with a question, the speaker could get distracted. Imagine they're talking about an incident that upset them, and they mention a mutual friend, Jack. If you say, "Oh, how is Jack?" the conversation will switch to Jack, and all talk of the incident may be forgotten. If this happens, get the conversation back on track by saying something like, "It was great to hear about Jack, but tell me more about what you were talking about before." Of course, if you don't understand something, you can ask the speaker to explain, but wait until there's a pause. Then, say something like, I'm sorry, but I didn't really understand what you were saying just then.
Your turn. When the speaker has stopped talking, pause for a few seconds to make sure they've really finished. Once it appears that they've said everything they want to say, it's your turn. But before you say anything, you need to confirm that you've understood everything correctly. You can do this in three ways: by paraphrasing, by asking clarifying questions, or by asking probing questions.
Paraphrasing. When you paraphrase, you give a summary of what the speaker has said. The idea is to check you've understood things correctly. A paraphrase usually consists of the word "so," followed by a closed question, or a statement, plus a question, or question tag. You can use paraphrasing to ask about facts or the speaker's feelings and opinions. For example, "So, did you get to the shop and then go home afterwards?" So, I imagine you're feeling a bit angry about this, aren't you? You could also use a statement with a questioning intonation. So, you don't think it's a good idea?
Clarifying questions. Clarifying questions are used to get more details and to help you understand the situation. For example, "What were they doing when you arrived? Could you tell me a bit more about what happened after that?"
Probing questions. These questions are designed to get the speaker to express their feelings about what happened or to think more deeply about it. For example, "Why do you think this happened? How do you feel about it?" Exercise. Listen and say whether the following are clarifying questions, C, probing questions, PR, or examples of paraphrasing, PA.
1. Who left first, you or Mr. Barker?
2. Why do you think they were so angry?
3. So I imagine you're feeling a bit upset about this, aren't you?
4. What time did they arrive?
5. What do you think would have happened if you hadn't been there?
6. So you don't think they should have said anything, do you?
7. How do you think this has affected them?
8. So you went to the pub first, and then you ate at the restaurant, didn't you?
9. How long did it take to get there?